For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Well, temperatures are rising these days, and I'm not just talking about the triple-digit heat advisory this weekend. I'm talking about the heat of everything, especially in politics. Why is everything boiling over? For answers, we turn again to the remarkably cool mind of political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. That's very gracious of you. I appreciate that.
Well, Otis, as you know, the biggest political firestorm this week came when President Trump tweeted that four brown-skinned American women politicians should go back to their own countries. He has since doubled and tripled down on those remarks. This week we've heard from Democrats, columnists, a full-on wildfire of scorn. Notably absent in these discussions are Republican leaders. Otis, what does this wall of silence say to you?
The wall of silence from Republicans tells me that Republicans are so afraid of this president that they dare not question him. And that's the essence of tyranny. They are afraid of this man. And so they will make excuses for this man. They will create other issues. They are against the Jews. They are not patriotic enough. They are this. They are that. They are this. But really what I see is cowardice.
But the level of vitriol around race is taking up so much bandwidth right now. Can the country move forward without this becoming the number one issue, at least for Democrats?
I don't see how it can. I mean, there's going to be a boiling point here at some point. I mean, when I see an auditorium or an arena full of white people, because that's what it was.
You're talking about Trump's campaign rally on Wednesday night, where he went on a long attack on a Muslim representative, Ilhan Omar, and then the crowd responded. Well, let's listen to that.
And obviously and importantly, Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
For me, it conjured up images of the 1960s in Mississippi, where I grew up, and white people telling me and people like me that you don't belong here. You need to go back to your neighborhood, go back to your substandard school, go back and be with your own kind. That's what that conjured up. And no, we cannot sustain that, because at some point, just like what happened in Charlottesville, somebody is going to do something that is going to put somebody's life in jeopardy. And so I'm afraid for our country right now.
Well, turning now to our own state and what probably for many seems like heaping coal on a bonfire, Governor Lee signed what is now an annual proclamation honoring Confederate slave owner Nathan Bedford Forrest. Governor Lee widely criticized nationally. Does any of this criticism have an impact anymore?
Earlier this week, Governor Lee started to have a change of heart. And his spokesman said on Wednesday that he would actually take the lead in trying to change that law that requires the proclamation. And in addition to that, Lee is now saying that he's willing to have a quote-unquote broader conversation about what to do with the Nathan Bedford Forrest bust that is in the state capitol.
Right, which you have asked him about.
Oh, absolutely.
Personally.
Personally, yes, and confronted him. But now there's a little bit of a change of heart I see in him.
Well, is this you and other Democrats getting to him, or is this a response to what Trump has been saying, that people of color who disagree with him don't belong in this country?
I think it's the latter here. I believe in my core, Chris, that Governor Lee is a decent person. I have no doubt about that. I believe that Governor Lee is looking around and seeing what's happening right now at the national level, at the level of hate, the toxicity, and he's saying, I don't think I want to be a part of that. So that's what I see here, or at least let me say, I hope that's what's going on here.
Otis, as our resident political analyst, where do you see the heat rising next week?
Well, I mean, obviously, with the now that the filing deadline is on the local level, now that the filing deadline is over, the real race for mayor and other races, city council, we now see who's there and who's not. At the national level, I'll be interested to see just how we calm down this racial toxicity that I think is tearing our country apart. And I just hope that there are some Republicans who find the courage to speak out against this level of just racism. I hope that I can see that.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.